Maimon HaSinai, it says, Vayishyatzvu b'sachdis ahor. Pasha Rashi brings down, what does it mean, Vayishyatzvu b'sachdis ahor, they stood tachdis ahor, it means eitzel ahor. By Israel, stood eitzel ahor means by Har Sinai. But Chazal learned in this passage, Vayishtatzu b'sachtis, it's like saying they stood underneath the mountain. Underneath the mountain. Vayishtatzu b'tachtis. How do you stand underneath the mountain? You might make an excavation. What? They had time, they had machinery. I mean, what does that mean? Malame Shekofa. This teaches us that Hashem picked up the mountain like a barrel, Barashi says, a barrel of Shechar. What's the nafkamina if it's Shechar, which a lot of people learn Shechar is like Yayin Yoshan. It was a barrel of Shechar. And if it was a. So what Rashi says it's Shechar. And said, he gave the Klai Israel an ultimatum. Said, and Hashem said to them, listen, if you're Makabal the Torah, mutif. And if you're not going to be Makabal the Torah, Sham Tehekvuras. If the Makabal the Torah is good, but if you're not going to Makabal the Torah, then over there, that's the question why you can use the thing over there, he said, over here will be your burial place. That's it. The suspended mountain on top of their heads. And if you don't accept it, say something like, oh, that's it. No more. No more class. An ultimatum. And of course, they rechain them. You ever go through the Sugya? They said, Nasa v'nishma. They said the great secrets that even only the Malachim know. And they said, Nasa before Nishma. So, what's the purpose of coercing them? What are you giving an ultimatum? You're trying to scare them to death. You know, drop them out on the top of your heads. Okay, we smoothed about it before. But when I mentioned the Marsha learns in that sugya, Kofa aleihem har kegigis. Everyone learns he suspended the mountain on the top of their heads. But the Marsha learns he didn't suspend the mountain on top of the heads. Har Sinai was hollow. The outside contours, but then inside was hollow. And he took the mountain and put it down on top of them. And they were under this hollow mountain from all sides, surrounded. And the Marsha says, why do I learn that way? Maybe Misa suspended it. He says, no, because you find the lesson of kafa. For instance, if you find chametz on Pesach, if you find chametz on Pesach, let's Pesach. So it's kofin alav is a kli. You take a kli, smukta, you take a kli and you cover it over. You shouldn't see it, you see it, you might come to eat it. The Chazal is a lotion of kofa, kofin alav is a kli. You cover it over. So he says, same thing here. It says, kofa aleim haka gigas. Kofa aleim means he took the gigas, this barrel. There was nothing in it. The wine was not there. And he just put it on top like that. So, if you don't accept the Torah, then this is like your burial place. You won't be able to live. How long will you be able to live without air, without anything? That's it. You're surrounded. Yeah. Why did Hashem have to do this? According to the Marshal, what was Hashem trying to demonstrate? That this is the way of Kabbalah Satori. Be completely surrounded. You can't even look outside. You lost all view of anything outside the inside of the mountain. What was Hashem trying to show? The Chiddush Rim says Vayichan Yisrael Neged Hahor. Vayichan Yisrael Neged Hahor. Israel encamped Neged Hahor, opposite the mountain. So he makes a remark, a deep, penetrated one. He says, the pasuk's not trying to stress that they faced the mountain. It's stressing that the backs were to the world. It's not that they faced the mountain. It's that their backs faced the world. In order to mekabel Torah, in order to become a ben Torah, in order to live a life on Torah and mitzvahs, you can't have the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYochid together. The Rishus HaRabim means the outside world. What they have to offer. All the pleasures, choreography, and they package everything in such nice packages. If you're going to be interested in those things and think that what's wrong? We have both worlds, the physical pleasures and the spiritual pleasures. It doesn't work out. Neither here, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRam. Rishus HaYochid is from talk about Hashem is the Yechidoi Shel Olam. When in the Rishus HaYochid, it's a private domain. That's living with the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's the Yochid. Vein Yochid Ki Yichudo. Rishus HaRabim is like what the Magal Amukta says. Rabim stands for the four Goliuses. The Reish stands for
Rome.
Beis is the
Bavel.
Anyway, Bavel. The Yud stands for Yovan, and the Mem stands for Mardai. Paras and Mardai. It was like a combination. That's the Rishus HaRabim. They're the multitudes. The Olam HaTorah, Klal Yisrael, Atem HaMat Mikol HaAmim. You're like the Ma'at Mikol HaAmim. And yet this Ma'at is still in Tavshin Pei Vav, and all the Rabbim are dead. They're not here. And the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Ma'ayim Rabbim Lo Yuchol L'Chavu says, Ahavu. The Ma'ayim Rabbim of all the goliches and all the cultures and all the fanfare and all the media. Lo yuchal l'chapa says Ava, and Rashi says Avas ha-Torah that Klais will have. The Eish, thus the fire of Torah, they can't extinguish. The Maral says, so sometimes you see that the Goyim are compared to the Mayim, Mayim Rabin. And Torah's Eish, it's the fire. The Eish HaShemayim, the Eish that was at Har Sinai. And he says, you know, if water and Aish mix together, you know what you have? Only mine. Water extinguishes Aish. But let's say you make a separation and they're close to each other, but not. He says the Aish, which is an inferno, could evaporate the mind. Klal Yisrael has to know that if they want the Eish HaTorah, you have to sacrifice something. If you want to think you could have the Eish HaTorah and then have everything what's outside, the Rishus HaRabim, it extinguishes the Torah. It puts out the fire. Sometimes you can find yourself on fire, learning and have great zman so far. And then all of a sudden, it's like a moloch, Ashir Korcha Badera. What does Korcha mean? That's true. What else Korcha means?
Cut you off, man.
Huh?
Cut you off.
Cut you off now.
And I'm happy.
That's what he said too.
Happy. Will?
Huh?
Will?
Well?
Will.
W-I-R.
Al Korcha.
Car. That's to build with a club for age. Huh?
We'll do all.
Cool, car. We give a lot of good heat here. We're good landlords. They cooled you off. They cooled the goyim off. And all it comes and cools you off. If you think about some of the most of the feelings that a person has, where does it come from? From something that he's doing that he shouldn't be doing. And it's not learning late at night. It's the Rishus HaRabim. You allow the Rishus HaRabim to seep into your Rishus HaYachad, which is Torah. Eched Yachad Miuchad. So then you already feel you're pulled off. It's not a Shidduch. The only way that the Eish Torah exists against the Mayim is to keep a distance and separate yourself. And they could dry them up. Dry the waters up. The Eish HaTorah will be so stark by the time of Mashiach that the Dalit Golis are going to become Batal. Batal of Mavut. It's important that when you makabel the Torah, your back's got to be towards the world. You got to turn your back to the world and says, I could only have one world. One word. I can't have both. As they say, you can't have your cake. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good. That's the pshat. Hashem put a hollow mountain of matan Torah. It's hollow. And when you put it on top, like koifin alava sakli, you can't look outside anything. You don't see anything. You don't see. Even if you go with your eyes open, you don't see anything. You're enclosed, total. No vision to the outside. It's Klal Yisrael. What are you mixing with the goyim? There's nothing mixed with Yidden. Only Yidden, only Yidden, only Yidden. This is you're in a surrounded thing of Yidden, of Torah. If that's how you want to be Makabal of Torah, then you're okay. It'll work. Of course the Yidden said Nasa and Ishmael. So what are you forcing them? Hashem says, I'm not forcing them. Kofa Aleim HaKigigis. He covered them over like an empty barrel and said, it's nice that you say Nasa V'Nishma, but it's only going to work if you're covered over and your back is towards the world. And then that you know that you have something that they can never have. No one else in the world. With the Yam Segula, this is the today is the Yom HaMiuchas. Today? V'yisam li segula mikolo amim. Only you have this. What are you cheap trinkets on the outside? It's all dead end streets. It leads to nowhere. I'm giving you an Eitz HaTorah. If it's like Kofa Aleihem Har Kegigis, then mutav. Then it's going to be good for you. You'll have the Torah. But if you're not going to want to be covered over, you don't want to be in the base medrash, you want to go out and do things outside and other things, they're all alluring things and gravitational pulls and things that's outside the mountain. Shom to Hekurasim, if you're going to go over there, that's going to be your very place. The Rosh Hashanah is a tremendous burial ground for all addictions, for all pleasures that go to extreme. It's for all the perverted, non-moral lifestyle. No restraints, no discipline, no boundaries, no red lines. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Ein lecha ben chayim elamisha Isaac b'Torah. You know who's the real free person? The one who's in the Rosh Hashanah. He gravitates to the base medrash and to the learning, to the Gemara, to Chumash. Because that's where real freedom is, because you're free from your Yetzer Hara. When you're in control, that's the real chayim. And everyone else thinks they can do what they want. See, I'm a free person. I can do whatever I want to do. Well, do you ever want to do it? You're a slave to all your appetites, to all the types of your goals. You're not free. Believe me. That's what Hashem is telling them. Hashem is telling them that you want to know the way of how to get the Torah and be successful. Kofa aleihem har kegigis. You have to be surrounded by Torah. That has to be your ikker. That has to be your ikker simcha. That has to be your ikker connection in life. Is the tikkun hamidus like the whole sphere? And to not see outside. You see it, then you want it. If you don't see it, out of sight, out of mind. I always had a kasha. When you say Shema Yisrael, the minig is to put your kaf, the kaf of your hand, cover your eyes. Why don't you just close your eyes? Shmoneh Esrei, you never saw a guy down with Shmoneh Esrei like this. You close your eyes. Sargu was only nine. So why don't we just like say Shmoneh Esrei like this too? Like close your eyes and that's it. It's extra weight to put your hand over there and hold it there. There's probably many reasons for that. I was very young and I said, the pshat is, because really to be mekabel olam hashamayim means that even if you open your eyes, you don't see anything. If you put your hand over it, and you open up your eyes, you still don't see anything. The kunz, the avodah of a yid is to be in this world. To be in the world, do things in the world, we have to make a panos and all this. But you're so connected that you don't see anything but Hashem. Shivisi Hashem Megdisami. You're not focusing on the Rishus HaRab. You're not interested in saying mitanyen on what they're showing me. This, let's play this. And we've got a new gadget, a new game, a new this stuff. At the end, what do you get? You're bankrupt. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is bankrupt. There's nothing redeeming about their lifestyle. There is no happiness by the Rosh Hashanah. Anyone who belongs to the Rosh Hashanah has no happiness. Rav Dessler, in his first mimer in the Michtam Elio, five volumes, he says there's Osher and there's Osher. Osher with an ayin means rich. Osher with an aleph, Ashrei Yisho Misecha, is happiness. And the whole mimer says, go ask all the rich people who have the 10 yachts. Ask them. The ones who have three homes, Milton Splashes, and to have a vacation from the vacation. There is no happiness. They'll never tell you I'm happy. They got no family. They got no wife. They got no... There's nothing. They have nothing. They put on a good act, but they're all fifth marriage, sixth marriage, you know. The Osher, the Aleph, is only by Yidden. Or people who are moral. Or people who discipline themselves. And they know how to pull the reins and say, no, get out of here. Let's get out of here. This is not for us. Who, me? I'm a Ben Melech. I should. It passes for me to go stoop down to this Narishkeit that people do and waste time and waste this and sleep all day. And this is what we have to realize. The Kabbalah Satorah, the mountain on top of the heads, being surrounded at Quantum Asha, is to tell you, don't look on the outside. There's nothing redeemable. It's not going to get to the Olam Haba. It's not going to get a connection with Hashem. It's not. If anything, it's going to pull you away. Why would you want to do that? Think about your neshama, not only the goof. The goof turns into worms. What's this goof of yours? What is going to happen to the goof in the ground? Nothing. What's going to happen into the mitzvahs to your neshama? That's Nitzchias. It's forever and ever and ever and ever, eternity. What are you shortchanging yourself with the Rosh Hashanah Ravim? The Ravim has been dead for thousands of years already. There's always a new Ravim, and they're dead. Every culture, they're dead. They're dead. Who's alive? Who's flourishing? The smallest of all the nations, that's who. Because we have Hashem. We have an eternity. So a glimpse of eternity is that we're still here after a few thousand years. Why Israel is eternity? Because they're going to have Olam Haba. And we have to know that Hashem did a chesed, put the mountain on the top of their heads and says, there's no reward for what the Goyim do. The Rabbim, they can't offer a reward for you. Shechar, the barrel of Shechar, you could read the word Shechar as Sechar. What does Shechar mean? Reward. Sochar. Sochar means reward. The reward is to belong to the Rishus HaYochid Club. Hashem, who is the Yechido Shel Olam. That's Olam Haba. And that's Beth.
Yeah. Said once.